Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 58. Thanks for tuning in once again. I truly appreciate your spending a little bit of your time this week with me. Hey, I want to thank my good friends and sponsors, the folks at B&H Photo Video. I've been busy getting some little trinkets for them this past week, which brings me to the heart of this episode, being project prepared. Now, I always think of it being a project, whether I'm actually going out for one of my projects, going out for a workshop, going out for whatever it happens to be. In my mind, it's always a project. And why is that? Well, I tend to take it, especially in the office, prior to actually leaving, I take it really seriously. And the reason is because I want to make sure that once I'm on site, I don't have that moment where, oh, darn, I left it back at home. Hate that when it happens. So I actually start thinking about what I need long before I go. As in probably about a week prior, I start thinking about all the possible scenarios I'm going to go through and what tools I need to solve the problems to make the photograph happen. So for me, I sum that up as a project. Now, let me go through my list. Yeah, I'm one of those guys that he's got lists. I remember when I was young and my dad, he'd always have in his shirt pocket a pad of paper, and he'd always be writing down notes and making lists. And I'd always make fun of him. Yeah, I've turned into my dad. I have people who know me, I've got notes everywhere. So the first thing that I make sure that I do prior to going on any project is, first, I back up my iPhone, so there's a backup of it, because on that iPhone, I often have lists. Now, sometimes I will make a list using the list app, or I will send myself an email, because emails are something I look at all the time. I don't always look at the calendar, I don't always look at the notes, but I look at emails all the time. So I know from my own personal self, if I send myself an email, it's going to get done. It's just how it works. Now, when it comes to lists, I'm going to use, for example, I'm taking off and doing a one day, or I'm going to fly to a location on Tuesday. I'll be home Wednesday. So it's going to be a real quick. I'm just going to do one interview, one portrait, and then I'm back home. So I'm going to use that in my mind as an example as to how I do my lists, how I get ready for being project prepared. Now, in this particular project, I'm going to get off the plane about 11 a.m. I'm going to be setting up my shoot and studio at around noon and have my subject at around 2 p.m. So yeah, I've got it planned down that much. So I have about 2 hours basically to get, because it'll be just myself, everything unpacked, set up, good to go, test, double test, triple test, make sure everything's working. So in that scenario, I want to make sure I'm good to go. And I start with all my gear. I'm going to start with, for example, I'm going to be using the big strobes, the Profoto B1s. So the first thing I make sure with the Profoto B1s is the firmware is up to date. Okay, it's important, makes a difference. Make sure that also the airspace module is also got its firmware up to date. And I'll then go into make sure all the batteries are charged. All the batteries, the Profoto batteries, the D5 battery, and the D850. Now, in this case, I'm doing stills and video. So I will have spare batteries with me. So they will be charged as well. And I'll check all of them. Now, the Profoto batteries, they do a really great job. Haven't used the Profoto B1 since July. So what I did is I charged them all up. Then I took them all down and then charged them back up again. So they're good to go. And I make sure that there's no state in there that keeps them from functioning the way I want them. And believe it or not, everything was up to date except for the B1s. There was a firmware update since the last time I used it. So I got that taken care of. Now, what else? Now, I made sure that I leave with the camera sensors clean. Now, as soon as I roll because I'll have all my stuff in my think tank, because I'm taking way too much stuff. I'll have a just shy of 200 pounds of gear going with me. And those are all roller bags. And as soon as I take those perfectly clean camera sensors and put them in a roller bag and roll them from the car truck to the ticket counter and then through TSA and through the terminal and then back again, actually get to where I'm going to shoot, there'll be stuff on the sensor again. The vibration will knock it down. There's no ifs and buts about it. But I go with them as clean as possible, and then I have my air blower with me so they get one quick clean prior to using, because there's nothing worse in video than having a dust spot. So I make sure things like that are done. Next thing, I'll make sure I have all my accessories that I need. Now, here's where it gets tricky, okay? Well, you got to think about when you're doing any of this kind of getting prepared for a project like this, you have to think through all the scenarios. So, for example, I'll be doing a big light shoot. So that means I have to have everything from stands and water bags, batteries for remotes, batteries for the flashes, all the light modifiers. Make sure the light modifiers are all perfectly fine. You know, I come back from a trip, whatever the trip happens to be, and I break everything out to make sure nothing got damaged, dinged, or broken during the shoot or in transit back to the office. So that I know that's all taken care of, but I still go through it one more time to make sure everything's in the cases like I remembered. So each case has a list of all the stuff that's supposed to be in there, and then I double check that. Because again, I getting on location and going, oh, I left it. I just don't want to go there. So I'm really anal about this stuff. And accessories are important. So in this case, okay, I'm going to have some, you know, I've got the Pro Photo. I got the big lighting kit. And that's two cases right there. I'll be doing things by myself. So I'm going to have extra Justin clamps and light stands and reflectors and ways in which all those things can be set up and can just be by themselves doing their job without me having to constantly tend to them. So it means I have to make sure light stands are working. I've got the clamps I need. I've got all the light modifiers that I need. They're all set to go. So I've drawn out an idea where I'm working in the hangar. I figured out and I looked at the time of day where the sun's going to be and the light's coming in and the aircraft I'm working with. So I've done all that kind of homework. So I have every single accessory possible with me. At the same time, I'll be shooting video. So now I have to have what? I got the D850. This is a great video machine. But now I need to make sure I have my shotgun mic and I have my stand for the shotgun mic and I have the dead cat for the shotgun mic and I have what? I've got the cables to reach the camera. I make sure I have my backup recording system, my totally drawn a blank because it's just not a name I think of all the time. My Zoom. Got my Zoom, which is a great recorder. Just, God, that just rocks. Make sure it's there so I have a secondary recording because sometimes things get goofed up. You never know. So I make sure not only do I have all those main units, I have all the accessories. For example, the lav mic. Do I have a way to clip it onto the shirt? Are all the cables working? Nothing's got a break in it. Do I have extra HDMI cables for the monitor for the video camera, you know, to stick it onto the D850? Do I have a backup HDMI cable? I mean, I go through all those accessories. And then I make sure I have batteries and backup batteries. I make sure they're all charged. So in this case, hours after I get off the plane, I can be operating. I don't have to be putting things in chargers, running around like a man with his head cut off, which I do anyway, which you don't want to add to the scenario. And one of the accessories that I take with me, which is kind of just a personal thing, but something to pass along is when I'm doing all that stuff and I'm setting up and I'm going really quickly and then I start getting, personally, I get stressed and I start worrying, okay, what have I missed? Even though I double check, triple check, I have my list, I start worrying. As soon as I start worrying, I perspire even more than I was just from setting things up. So I have a white hand towel with me just so I don't look like I got out of the swimming pool before I start working with people. I make sure all of that's taken care of. And then once I've gone through all of this and I make sure everything's set to go, more times than not, I will take test shots. I'll put the mannequin head up and I'll do a quick, you know, setup of my flashes that I, you know, I have them in my mind preset where I'm going to put all the flash units, but you never know what's going to come up. You never know what's going to happen. Just a big gust of wind can mess things up and it can cause you to put a flash where you don't want it or take it down from where you want it. So I sit there and I go through all the techniques that I'm going to do. For example, I'm going to shoot, what am I going to shoot? I'm going to have the D850 to be my main camera, camera one. The D5 will be my secondary, camera two. So I'm going to make sure that they're all set up so they're all both on manual exposure, manual focus. They have the same white balance. I'll make sure all those systems are checked. I'll make sure that those techniques are working. Yeah, they worked last week, but you know, between last week and this week, what happened? I was being a photographer and I tend to, you know, make mistakes. So trying to avoid messing myself up, I triple check all these things. So I'm going to go through all those things. What else? I'm going to make sure that all the levels on the mics are taken care of and make sure that the idea of how I'm going to get those things all in sync, those techniques are down pat. What about the, you know, the still stuff? Yeah, I'm going to make sure I have all the still stuff, the lenses I want, the preconceived, you know, arrangement of subject and aircraft. I'm going to go through all of that. And then I'm going to take the test pictures and I'm going to, and the test video and the test audio, I'm going to put it in the computer and I'm going to double check everything. I'm not going to leave any of this for granted. And more times than not, because there are times where everything just kind of blows apart. You get on the set and like the, for example, the D7500 shoot that we did for Nikon with all those flashes. There's no way you can prepare for two tornadoes going past the set. And the havoc that wind brings, those microbursts bring to your umbrellas on stands, right? So you have to have everything you can in place. So even when things go to hell in a handbasket, you're still able to be a professional and pull off what it is you've gone to do, whether it's a personal project or for a client. You've got to be prepared for all those scenarios. Now, why do I do all this stuff at least a week prior to? What happens if I find a battery it's not working? What happens if I find a cable that's not functioning anymore? A stand that's got a crimp in it so it doesn't open all the way? Any one of those little accessories or main tools, if they're not functioning up to par, right? And I check that out the day before I leave, how are you going to replace it? That's really important. You know, the white hand tail, yeah, that's easy to replace. But any of the rest of that stuff a week prior, that's the minimum amount of time for myself to sit there and find a replacement and get it in place. What if in that prior week, you sit there and you come up with a new idea, a new technique, a new angle, something you want to try you've not done before? I've done that many times. And all of a sudden, there's a scramble to get all the pieces for that new idea, new technique. That happens quite a bit. I'm going to try something with a Key Mission 170, doing a little personal modification, a little DIY stuff on it. It might work, might not work. I started a week ago. I've done some testing. It looks pretty good so far, but not till real world will I know it's going to work. So in that case, that's just another reason why, and of course, one of the important life lessons that have taught me, I do this stuff in advance. Being project prepared, it makes the photographic event, the fun, really, truly fun, and tries as best to remove as much stress that is possible from the scenario. So hopefully that helps you, gives you an idea and a little bit of behind the scenes of how I get ready to go for a project. Remember, I have lots of different videos on the YouTube channel on how I pack my gear and the gear I take. And of course, all my gear is listed on the website. Well, we've had snow here in the Sierra. We've got more snow coming. Now, of course, I should mention that, and being project prepared, always remember to look at the weather forecast so you're prepared for that element too. But anyway, we've got snow here in the Sierras and elsewhere in the U.S. Winter's coming. It's going to be really a great one. I hope you have some great projects out there that this gets you ready, prepared, and excited to go do. Because remember, with your photographs, you can change the world.